Yeah, you know, great players like them. Bo made me a better player. You know, he believed in me, and you know, working with him, he helped refine my technique, which, you know, I'm still pretty raw, but, you know, I was a little raw before. My long arm, you know, striking positions and get offs. Oh, that'd be awesome. You know, I had to go talk to him, you know, chuckle with him, make him laugh a little bit. It was great to see him.
You put on 60 or 70 pounds at your high school days. What'd you do?
it was, you know, I was small, so I knew I had to work. You know, it was a lot of eating, and eventually when it really started packing on was changing up my diet and learning how to better work for my body.
What'd you do diet-wise?
So I really stopped eating fried foods. I don't even eat sweets much anymore. Stopped doing milk, weirdly enough. And just simple things like that. I see myself just being able to play. You know, any defense that they need me to be in, I know coach will be able to prepare me, and I'll grow into that position. Explosion. I feel like with strength, I was able to develop violence. Yeah, at first, I was light, and so I just had to use speed and finesse.
Did you see Black Panther?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It wasn't what I expected, but I loved it.
Give us a critique, if you don't mind. Like, a little more detail.
I just thought on certain parts they'll hold more true to the comics. You know, I love comics. I love Black Panther. But it deviated a little bit, but, you know, I love the story.
Speaking of stories, Brendan, you chased rabbits as a kid? What pastime yours?
Yeah, my mom wasn't supposed to tell nobody. But, yeah, when I was younger, I was energized. I used to love just running.
Like around the yard, or where were you?
So we stayed in Nebraska for a time, and I see rabbits and go chase them.
Catch one?
One. Caught one.
How'd you do that?
I had to trap him. Yeah, he might have got a little tired. I was a little tired.
Were you chasing him within a perimeter, or just leave?
It was around my house. So it's not like I had a set perimeter, but he ran into the wrong area.
So what did you do then? So now you have a rabbit. You won, so now?
My mom made me put him back. Just put them down. Can't keep rabbits. I was probably like 8. My sense from them is that stuff's already on film. You know, that's nothing I can change. If they're going to hold against me, they're going to keep holding against me. I can only do what I can do here. You know, now is my proving time. How'd I say? There's nothing really out there I want to prove. I just want to go out there and compete. You know, I made some friendly bets with a couple people. Yeah, I bet Chubb over there. But, you know, I want to be able to show that I've been working this hard for something, and it's going to be a great product. We bet overall. Yeah. Just $50. We didn't want to go too high. Guys. I think it's always weird. You know, I'm going to go back to practice. I think with practice, I'll be able to translate well because, you know, I haven't put my hand in the ground that much, but I'm still working on it. Thinking about it, the Senior Bowl was kind of a whirlwind for me. You know, I came in there expecting something different and totally got turned around. But I feel like that's better prepared me for all of this.
From a confidence standpoint, I know initially, you know, you had a tough time with being able to come through and especially have a good game in the Senior Bowl. Doing that against not next level, but that degree of competition, how much did that help you?
It helped me, but you know, I also found that I had to find it in myself first. You know, I was trying to play to them and to what I thought critics would care to see, but it got to a certain point where I just had to play my game. I had heard great things about it, and I had talked to some of the people on the phone. You know, I heard that the best were going to be training out there too, so. I guess just my personality. You know, I like to think I'm a calm person with a violent side on the field, you know, heckle and jive, juggle and hide. But, you know, I don't know, I'm just trying to be myself.
Have you met with pretty much all the teams?
I've met with a lot and still have a lot to go, so. I don't know, I think might have. I have a lot of things. I had to tell you another time. A lot of things. Oh yeah, I saw him actually just a couple minutes ago. Yeah, that's. Well, really when it came down to him, we were just talking about us and growth. You know, he said he was real proud. I'm really happy to be here. It's an honor. The competition, you know, out there is outright competition. You know, I like to think I'm a soft-spoken dude. I don't really say much, but at least there I can speak with my body and my hands.
This was year, 6 or 7 for you, TSA football. What's that like playing for a program that doesn't have a long history like a lot of these other
teams? I have to say that's been my football career. You know, my high school was new, and I can't really compare it to anything. That's all I've ever known. So at first I was kind of mad that they didn't recruit me. Like, I'm in their hometown, so I was committed to UNLV, went on a visit there, my last visit, just thought I was going to have some fun, went there and met some great people, and wanted to be a part of that. Message is, you're a football player. You play football. It really, really doesn't matter where you are. You know, they'll find you. Talent is there.
Wondering about the internet since maybe like the Senior Bowl. I mean, have you ever been in a position in your life where there's been so many voices out there trying to predict where you're going to go, critiquing you, giving you advice, that kind of stuff? What's that been?
No, I haven't been there. And then, from that point, I had to learn that these people don't know me. They don't know my story. They don't know my grind. They don't know my hustle. So I can't even take them really into account. I just have to improve myself. I guess being the underdog. You know, I've been the underdog since I came out of high school, even in high school. And I have some things to prove, always. I need to prove to myself how great I am.
Why do you think it was so hard for you to find a college offer?
I was 198 pounds. You know, I was just small. By that time, you know, there's great players who came up with already 250, already 260, and that just wasn't me. 6'4". 6'5", close to 6". It depends on who you ask. I'm past that. No, it really wasn't that point. It took so long. And then it was like these last 2 years where I packed on weight. Yeah. Now, if I can eat about 6 times a day, but I don't even have to eat that much to maintain like a good 260.
You said it was 198 when you got out of high school. Still 198 when you first stepped into college?
Yes.
They weren't rushing you
No, I was a defensive end pass rusher. They just planning on redshirting me, and then some things happened, and I got to play. I learned that, you know, I had to hit and run. It was like blitzkrieg. I was not about to just go up and fight him head on. Yeah, I'm getting used to it, but also I feel like I've developed more speed, and you know, my body has transformed over this like 2-3 years. I don't know. You know, it's new for me. It's new for my city. So I might go there. I might stay home and just hang out with family and friends. You know, this is a weird one. I always say like three people: Clayus Campbell, Von Miller, and J.J. Watt. But you know, I always like to look at the freak. You know, Myles Garrett.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.